podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, coaches. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited to join us today in the podcast. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Like I've said before, the technology behind this thing, I remember old school when they used to have those long metal racks. The ball would go up into this net and would come down this long metal rack. The technology and the ability that Dr. Dish does and all the people that work there and the things that they give back to the community is second to none. Mention Coach Unplugged, me, Coach Collins, or anybody, and they'll give you $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop. It's got clinics. It's got handouts. It's got breakdowns. It's got on-court things teaching you. You know, I'm not upselling you. I'm not doing those kind of things. I'm not making you pay for the clinic videos. I'm giving you everything that we got to make you a better basketball coach, along with me, someone that's won at the highest level in the U.S., been nationally ranked. I want to help you become a better basketball coach, and that's why I started teachhoops.com. That's why I want to help you win more basketball games. Go over and check it out. And in closing, if you like our other podcast, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, High School Hoops, Funnel Down, or this one, go leave a 5-star review. We really do appreciate that. And let's head off to the podcast.
Coach.
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Something going wrong with your computer? That's weird. I haven't had that happen in a while.
Yeah, well, I have a Mac, and it didn't want to do it through the Zoom app there.
I never use the app. I always use a browser. It seems to work better.
Well, when I went to the browser, it said the computer didn't support the audio, so I had to go back install the app. Need to go back through the app. So Chinese arithmetic.
No worries. No worries.
You've been all right?
I've been good.
A few like main points, and then a little bit of like updating and get your thoughts on.
Good. So, done.
Starting to pursue like looking at high school jobs and stuff like that, like I said in the email.
Okay.
And, I had a coach reach out to me, and when Corona hit, like it was like right before my wedding, and so my whole thought process going into it was like, let's get married, let's get that, and then I'll start looking at everything after honeymoon and everything like that.
Right.
But Corona kind of changed all that. I didn't really expect many.
Did you still get married?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Good. That's good. Yeah. When was the wedding?
April 25th.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So, I know I've had friends that have had to I've had people that I know that have had to cancel.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, there's a lot like telling us to, and we changed our, like, we were going to go to Paris for our honeymoon. Like that didn't happen with
that. That didn't happen.
And like, my dad has a brother. My mom is one of four. My stepdad's one of four. Her dad's one of four. Her mom's one of eight. So just like in family, we had over 200 people.
Right.
Like our family, our wedding was going to be like 300. And it pretty much came down to like immediate family in our church, people parked in the parking lot. We walked out on the stage. They all stayed in their cars, honked their horns. Like it worked out doing pretty cool. But
And so it'll be a great story to tell your kids someday.
Oh, yeah. It'll be memorable for sure.
It will be.
So my whole plan was like, okay, once wedding's taken care of, I'll start looking, you know, for a job and stuff. Well, with Corona, I didn't think anybody would be looking. Like, you know, there's not going to be a lot of moving with all this going on. And sure enough, a guy who actually coached, my brother's 8 years younger than me. He coached my brother his freshman year, ended up taking a varsity girls job at a neighboring county high school, and then came back into our county there's two high schools for our county. At not our side of the county, but the other side, and took the varsity girls job there. And out of the blue, messaged me, is like, if you want that, I'll recommend you. I was like, holy cow, yeah, go ahead. Like, let me know. And they ended up, they didn't even last the length of like the time of accepting applications. They were old school. Like, there wasn't like an email, a hyperlink. Like, you printed off that application, you put it in the mail, and you mailed it to them. Like, that's how they wanted everything done. But they had a guy who'd been coaching at their middle school for like 27 years.
Okay.
And they offered it to him first. And it was kind of one of those things, like, if he took it, Coach K could have applied, and they probably gave it to that guy. You know,
right.
He'd been there forever.
Yeah.
And so, out of that, though, The current county that I'm in, that which is where I played at, I communicated it with my assistant principal and try to get to the AD because don't want to, you know, burn that bridge and just let them know that I was applying.
Right.
Throw my name in there. In that, they kind of like let me know of some assistant boys jobs that were open at the high school where I played. And I haven't really looked too much into that just because my work schedule has been like 8 to 5 pretty much. Okay. And so unless a coach is doing like a later practice,
you can't make it.
Yeah. And so, yeah. I mean, if you give me a freshman or JV team, like I could coach that team at that time, but what am I really being to you as an assistant if I can't be at your practices and then your team meetings and stuff. And, after a couple weeks of talking with my employer, they actually approved for during basketball season to allow me to go 6 to 2:30. And so now tomorrow at lunch, I'm meeting with my county's athletic director and the head boys coach at where I went to school.
Okay.
About assistant job.
Okay.
So I might be going from middle school boy or middle school girls to high school boys next season.
That's good. That's a good step. Yeah. That's not a lateral movement. That's an upward movement. Is there a place that they post jobs?
There is, and so they would post it like on the school's webpage, pretty much.
Okay.
However, a lot of it is kind of just like who you know. So if you get your name in there, like a lot of them won't ever get posted. They'll kind of have.
Oh, how do they do that? How do they do that in today's?
Yeah.
Legal. I don't know how they do.
Yeah. What's funny with the one who recommended me for the previous job is like, I kind of monitor a lot of the sites and stuff. And I never saw it posted.
Yep. And first of all, they're breaking federal law by that.
Oh yeah. Well, the funny part is I saw like,
There's not a state. There's got to be a listing. There's got to be some. It's got to be listed. They can't do that. They can just
can't do it. I think this is the workaround that I think what happened is, so the day that I saw it shared on Facebook, our local newspaper shared it.
Okay.
That he took that job. I went to their school site again, and it was posted. So it was on there the same day that they announced that they were having like it. So like it was probably just in the nick of time type deal. That's the only thing that I can imagine.
Oh, they put it like 30 right minutes before they, they want to apply. You can't. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause they're a public entity. They can't legally do that. They have to give everyone the opportunity to apply. Okay. So the work thing seems like it's going to work.
Yes, which is awesome.
And are there any head jobs that you would want or that are open? Because people are still applying and getting jobs. I know somebody in our conference just got a job 2 weeks ago.
Right. In our area, there's not a ton right now.
Okay. Are they laying off teachers or doing any of that stuff right now?
No, not yet. They've been able, as they finish up the school year, they were still allowing them to do a lot of online classes, even for elementary age, stuff. They got some programs out there and things like that. So far, nothing. And they actually, the county that I'm in, one of the assistant principals sent out the three options that they're looking at to return to school and stuff like that today. So they're still trying to.
Yeah. I can tell you the three options. You go back, you kind of go back, you don't go back.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. The
exact same thing everyone's saying. And they're all guessing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, okay. So do you feel like this, I mean, this would be my observation. If I was you, how old are you?
I'm 24, will be 25.
Oh, you're a puppy. You're a puppy. You're young. Yeah. I was listening to Gary Vee today. You haven't even started your life at 25. Gary Vee, I don't know if you listen to him. He's pretty funny. He talks about business. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's a whole business guy, huge business guy, Gary Vee. Anyway, he goes, and this guy's talking about 25, and he just got his degree in physical therapy or something. He didn't want to do it. He goes, you're 25. You can do whatever you want. So, okay. Yeah. So you're 25. If you were 35, we may have a different discussion. You're 25. So this, I think personally, if I was your age in this opportunity and just merit, this is an assistant job is a really good step.
Right.
And the reason it's a good step. Now, if something opens, go ahead and apply. That's that you never know when the door is going to open. But, from someone that's been married a long time, being married is a little bit of a dance, you know, and you got to figure that dance out first. And then the second thing is this change in schedule, I think, is going to be unique for you.
And you're going to find out real quick if it's the jump you want to make.
Right.
Because I'm guessing you're going to stay in this job for a while, right. or want to stay in this job for a while. And that's, and if you're doing a good job and they let you stay to the 63rd, you just got to figure out, is it sustainable to do it every November to, you know, March.
Yeah.
That's what you got to figure out. Of season's probably not as big a deal.
Right.
But in season, that's what I don't know, you know better than I do, but I think you really won't know until you do it.
Right.
And then then the jump up is going to be noticeable too.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's an advantage that I had with being the late practice with middle school is like if we went 5:30 to 7:30, I stayed every day until at least 8. So right. It was always like an optional 30 minutes for my team. Like if you want to work on a certain skill set, if you have questions about play and like, you know, with multiple coaches, like we kind of split them up and some right. would stay there and just like, they would play 2-on-2 before they went home. Right.
You know, those
like,
are always the good, those yeah. are always the good players.
And exactly.
The part-timers go home early.
Yeah. But with that, you know, last season I wasn't married yet. But there would be times like if I'm answering questions, helping with the play, like all of a sudden I'm getting home like and it's 9, 10 o'clock and it's not because
that ain't gonna work.
Right. So in this early practice schedule, even if I did that for the high school, you know, okay, right. I'm getting home at 6, like it's a normal.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint,
you're good. I'm you're 24. So for me, that just makes me tired thinking about it. And I'm a night owl. Like, we're talking right now at 7:45 Central. I won't be in bed until 1, and I'll be up at 7. But I get a little afternoon nap in, and there's
things.
But that tires me out a little bit just thinking about that. Okay, so what's your concern? What's your worries about making the jump?
I don't have like really much concern. But the one thing that I was really looking at in comparison to like taking over a program and being an assistant for someone, I was totally open to being an assistant. Just like the things that I was looking for is like, I want to like learn and I want to be heard, like kind of both ways. Like,
ooh, that's good.
Yeah. My opinion's like dumb. Please explain it to me. Like where's my philosophy off at? And,
right.
And then, but like, you know, because
like, and I would tell you as a head to my assistant, sometimes I can't tell you right then because we're in the war, but I will later if you want to know why. So I think that those are good. That's a good question, especially when you're meeting with somebody. Is like, I want to help. I want to do things that maybe you don't want to do. I want to learn. That's the selling point, is you want to learn.
Yeah.
I love when assistant coaches want to come in and learn stuff.
Oh yeah. I mean, because like, this is like, I mean, I don't know how it is. I know there's a ton of people that work really, really hard at it, but like, especially around here, like there's a big difference between like kind of like what me and my staff did this year and most other middle school coaches around here. Most
right. of them just like, and as you go up, people work harder.
Yeah.
Each step that's or they'll lose or they'll get canned, you right. know, you don't win, you'll get canned. So what would this be like, the varsity assistant?
So there, he actually had a lot of turnover in his staff this year. He had one take a different teaching position,
okay,
at a different school. He had one that was a teacher at the school that just got let go, so he can no longer coach there.
Okay,
and then their freshman coach, he wasn't from our area, and I don't know if I think the drive and the distance was an issue just for
too
him.
Much. Okay.
Yeah. So in our county, it's pretty much the head coach, you get a head assistant, a JV coach, and then a freshman coach.
Okay.
And so right now,
and JV is like sophomores.
Yeah. I mean, it can be freshmen to juniors. The only thing that's not allowed is seniors. Yeah. Okay. So as of right now, he's just the head coach.
Okay.
And so hopefully tomorrow will be a little bit more confirmation that I will be moving up, and if so, where they're thinking of putting me in that.
And what are the questions you're going to ask tomorrow?
So it's I don't know how this thing will kind of go. I've known the athletic director for a long time. He's been a family friend. And he got me this previous job. I didn't even know it was open. He just kind of ran into me at a county event and was like, "Hey, you want to coach?" I was like, "Yeah."
Okay.
Immediately. And so I don't know how formal it would be necessarily. Like, they're pretty much working on their
what, water. Is there any job they can offer you that you won't take?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Yeah. So if I'm offered,
I mean, if I'm coming in, I'm going to say, what job do you want? That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And so why?
I prefer head assistant and JV or JV, either one of those.
Okay. You can have one. Pick one. Oh, right. And why?
Then I would go head assistant.
And why?
Direct communication with the head coach, because I know he knows what he's doing. I know, like, his resume is kind of
No, I think the reason I asked the question is I think that's when you – if you want that job, then you stroke the head at that point. Like, yeah. I want to learn from you.
Right.
I want you to be my Yoda kind of thing. I want you to teach me. I want to learn, and no one's going to outwork me, but I need to – and I think I have some great ideas. But I want to learn from you. If that's the job you want. Now, other people don't want that job. They want to be in their own island. That's right. One of the reasons I like teaching is people kind of leave me alone when I teach my class.
Right.
So I have bosses, but I don't necessarily have bosses once that door shuts. It's like
You don't have micromanagers.
I don't know. They're not micromanaging how I'm teaching, standard deviation. So, So I just do it. So I like that. But that's what you have to – I mean – that's what they would possibly ask. And I don't know how formal it's going to be, but that would be the question one of the things is like, I got to fill my pieces, especially if I have three pieces to fill.
Yeah.
I got to figure out where you're going to fit best because I might have this guy, And so as the head, my concern would be your job.
Right.
How are we going to deal with that? If you have to get pulled away, those kind of things. It's a little different than being a teacher.
Right.
So that's always, when I have, and I have assistants that are not in the building, but they're also in jobs. My head assistant's a teacher. And then I have a couple other assistants where if they got to go to they have a business meeting, one's a CFO, they got to go do their stuff. They go do their stuff.
Yeah.
Just out of practice that day. It's okay. So that would be one of the things. I personally, that's a job I would want too, because eventually you want to be a head, hopefully.
Right.
And then that's when you're going to start working on your portfolio. You want to learn from as many people as you can, because that's going to help build your portfolio, not only your resume, but I like this, I like this, I like, I was under like 6 or 7 before I got my job, and I took a little bit of all of them, just a little bit of each of them. The goods and the stuff I didn't like, I didn't do because it's my job. So you think, is this like over lunch, over breakfast? What is this?
It's kind of like a lunch thing. Like just like, I'm pretty much using my lunch break tomorrow to go and meet them, talk to them, answer any questions. I'll have a copy of my portfolio and coaching resume for the AD and for the head coach with me.
Perfect.
That kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like I said, I don't really know if it'll be like, it might be something that we sit right down and go over everything, or it might just be like we stand there and talk. Like,
do you know the style and the system and the teams and the thing in that you're, do you know that?
I know his general style. I've never seen him teach it or implement it, but I've watched their games. It's definitely more of a, It's a dribble drive if you're trying to do dribble drive with all guards, pretty much. They really haven't had a
post. You can do that. This is five out. You don't put that don't put that big. That's fine. I'm just saying that would be my one thing is know what you're walking yourself into. So so here's a question I would have if I was you, not to necessarily bring this up, is like, why did they all leave?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit of a red flag to me that all three of them left. Well,
from what I've gathered because one of them, one of his assistant coaches last year, he had just graduated from the college playing ball as I was coming as a freshman to play there. And they have a little bit of a ego problem amongst the team right now.
Okay.
And I think, I don't think it's a lot of like school disciplinary issues or nothing like that. Like, I haven't heard anything of that nature. It's just like on the court, they seem more selfish than what I remember, my group's being or what is normal. And they're talented kids. And like, 16-year-old, like I can see that. Like, if I was that good, I'm like, I might've thought a little bit differently about a little bit more high-minded.
I get it. And those are harder. Those are hard teams to coach.
Yeah, and so I think that might have been the decision making on one of them. The other teacher getting let go and that kind of thing. That stuff I don't know.
Too much info okay. on. I just didn't know if there was like cleaning house, trying to reset. That'd be my only issue with it.
One question I had, because I've heard on different podcasts before with you that you. One thing that you look for in some of your assistants is the ambition to be a head coach one day.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, I don't do that anymore. Okay. So I'm gonna put it, there's gonna be an asterisk next to that.
Okay.
I love assistant coaches like that. And I'm actually, I'm getting at the twilight of my coaching career. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like it. Go over and check out our other podcasts, High School Hoops, Teacher Side Gig. And then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.